Good morning, everybody. You can see that this is a little different Sunday morning than usual. We're in the second half of our Tara mini-retreat that we started yesterday, and this morning's session, of course, is open to everybody. Geshe will be here shortly. He gave us some instructions yesterday, and we'll be, if we continue as we've begun, we'll be doing a lot of Tara prayers, recitations of the praises to the 21 Taras, and circumambulating around the altar. So I hope you enjoy this very different kind of Sunday morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, make sure you have either a gold prayer book or the white binder. And then there's a sheet that's being passed out with the additional prayers that we'll be doing. You can check in the back of your chairs. They're often stored back there.
You want to say some prayer? Or?
Do the regular morning prayer?
Oh, maybe there's one on there. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So we are here doing short para retreat, so we start yesterday. To benefit, we're doing this short para retreat, of course, to benefit yourself and also create the cause to, you know, to success every project that Kadama Sendra take on to, in order to benefit other people. So also, there's so much suffering in the world created by people. So then, you know, also this Dharma retreat, whatever prayer we say, they're dedicated for their freedom or liberation from the sufferings. Okay, so dedicated. So I was wondering, like, how many of you the first time participate in Dharma retreat? So because I'm asking, there may be, instead of doing the practice, maybe I'll probably like, it'll be like more like guided, okay, guide me, then probably I need to talk. what do you think? Yes. Kirsten, yes, I need to talk. So the instruction that I'm using is like composed by one of the Tibetan masters maybe a couple hundred years ago. It was requested by one of the leaders in somewhere in Tibet, you know, small town. One of the leaders requested the Lama to write down something simple, you know, easy to understand, then, you know, relatively easy to put into practice. So that's why... That's why he put, no, he wrote this, he composed this, okay. It's okay, no need to worry. Yeah. We used to make tons of noise when they're dead age. Yeah, so. Then there will be a lot of benefit, you know, like you won't just feel good by doing nothing. So if you do some practice, you know, so there's no, then in the end you feel good. And if you dedicate the practice for the betterment of every single breathing, living being on this planet, then you create a vast amount of merit, which is the cause for happiness. So then, you know, intention, positive intention, you know, so doing this not just for your own happiness and doing this for the betterment of every single breathing, living being on this planet, okay? So then marriage become much, much bigger. Oh. Everybody has a book, something to look. You know, I use these instructions, you know, like almost every day. I do it by heart. So, you know, so then, first you do remember by heart. When you practice, then eventually you don't need books, you can remember by heart. And based on my tiny experience, doing that makes me happy. So the instructions that you are going to learn today is written by one of the Tibetan masters a couple hundred years ago. Okay? So you are getting very wonderful instructions if you have will to do practice for sake of your own happiness. Then sake of the happiness for your close one, relative, your family member, your state, your country, the whole world. Also, you know, people, someone, you know, somebody who, like, passed away from your family member, you can do for them too, okay? So here, all the statues that you see here, they are from Nepal. made by Nepali artists many years ago. So, in our traditions, every statue is filled. Inside there's a lot of relics. It's not just a piece of metal. There's a millions of mantra has been filled. Then, through ritual, you know, all day long, through rituals, maybe 2 days, probably 3 day process. So when you receive the statue, you clean them, then you put your pen inside, then you put some, like, herbal, medicinal herbal inside, then you dry them, then, you know, you roll the mantras. There's a mantra for head, mantra for throat, mantra for heart. The every, like, how is it, space inside the statue is completely filled. There's no space at all. It's filled with mantra. So, you know, so then there's not just that, there's also holy relics inside the statues. So that's why when you go around with children, animals, so they get a lot of benefit. Okay, so it's not, many traditions, the statue is not filled, it's just empty. So that our Tibetan traditions, every single, doesn't matter size, all you see on the, even the Lama Adisha, is a completely filled inside the body, is a completely filled with the mantra. So, you know, there's 21 part of practice. Serve 21 different purpose. There are many, many obstacles in our life. Unfortunately, part of practice will help you to overcome from that practice. Okay. So now, without saying too much, probably I should start the retreat. So first, I'm going to chant refuge and bodhicitta prayers. That's how every practice in Buddhism, that's how every practice starts, refuge and bodhicitta prayers. Refuge because you are refuge and bodhicitta prayers. So now, of course, that is how every practice has been done. Or you could say, one could say, oh, that's very typical or traditions. Of course, yes, it's a very typical tradition, but it has to have some meaning. Otherwise, you know what you do. So while I chant, the whole purpose of reciting refuge and bodhicitta prayers is to set up the best for best intentions. Okay? You can just meditate and refresh or reset your intentions. I'm here next probably 45 minutes to benefit myself, not just myself, benefit every breathing, living being on this planet. That's my intention. That's why I'm here. That's in the bodhicitta. Okay, so the purpose of reciting refuge bodhicitta prayers should not be just traditions. It has to have reasons. The reasons to help us, to guide us to how to set up the best intentions. So if you can do that, you don't need to say the word. You don't need to say the word. So you are welcome to say it then, but you know, when we chant, then you has a set of positive intention, okay? The best bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is desire, happiness for every breathing, living being on this planet. That's what the bodhicitta is. That brings you immense benefit. Not just that, it makes your life happier. If you're able to generate that intention, it makes your life happier. So I will just chant 2 times in Tibetan and give you more time to meditate and how to set up the positive motivation. Then 1 time in English, okay?
Page 98 in the Gold Prayer Book, if you'd like to chant along.
So,
Refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings.
So that completes the setting of intentions. So now the next part of the practice is four immeasurables. Of course, Tara practice is Mayana practice. This is for the sake of knowledge. You know, why you recite four immeasurable prayers? Because Tara practice is, you know, based on Mayana traditions. That's why in Mayana, you know, so you hope for betterment of other sentient beings. That's why you recite for immeasurable prayers. So while we chant, so then please know so you could say meditate on love, compassion, joy, equanimity. Or you can casually, you can say think about love, think about importance of love, importance of compassion, importance of joy, and importance of equanimity. So that's whole meaning, that's the meaning, you know, that's whether you say or not. You could say, but at the same time you are thinking about your mind is somewhere in the flea market, that doesn't help. if you can think about, when I say meditate, mean think. When you think about importance of love, sake of your own happiness, sake of the happiness for the communities, within the family, within the friendship, within the country, within the universe. Importance of love plays, importance of compassion, importance of joy, importance of equanimity, so no differences. Every single second, You're looking for happiness? Yes, I am. Same thing. Other person doing the same thing. Same. No differences. Same. Fundamentally same. Based on that knowledge, then you practice. You think about equanimity. You think about joy. You think about, instead of jealousy, you think about joy. You rejoice. You know, be happy of somebody buying some better fruit. Rejoice. You know? So this is next. You know, then you can meditate on that. Okay.
It's on page 37 in the Go Prayer Book. Chanting version.
Send down on
in the Go Prayer Book. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
So this is totally based on instructions composed by a Tibetan master Thugyen Lhotsa Chujin Nyingma a couple hundred years ago. So this, whatever I'm reading is based on that. Okay. So now, second. Shouldn't I say second, that's the first second now. Continue. Next, yeah, thank you. Next. Very, very important. Very, very important. For the next part was very important. In order to make your retreat more powerful, means more success. So next part is very critical, okay? Basically it is about shunyata, ultimate truth, emptiness. That's what it is, emptiness. Everything, yourself, when you try to analyze, when you try to find yourself, nowhere to find. You can scan your body, you cannot find. Your awareness, that's not you. If that's you, nobody can see you. So then there's good news or bad news, I'm not sure. If nobody can see you, That is, yeah, really, that's both right. So you can, that's not, you know, you. Your name. Oh, that's not you. Huh? Because meaning you're born, you have no name. That doesn't mean you are not there, you are there. Huh? So then before death in mother's womb. So, everything, suffering, pain, problem, this, everything. When we don't analyze, it seems like very vivid and very real. When you try to analyze, you cannot find. It doesn't mean they don't exist. They do exist, but it doesn't exist the way you perceive. So that means not seeing is the probably perfect way of seeing. Not seeing. The not seeing doesn't mean so it doesn't exist. It does exist. very interesting. We look everything very seriously. So once you realize emptiness, you're looking at everything it's kind of funny. You know, it's kind of something, nothing is very serious. Nothing is very serious. Even somebody express anger, like showing all kind of face, it can look funny. When you get angry, you do all kind of things, then you express your face, twist, eye become bigger. Yeah, then on top of that, if you look at it from angry mind, yeah, then you see walls. So we look at, as I mentioned before, you know, magicians, when they create some trick, they decide, I'm going to create this piece of wood, I'm going to transform that into horse. What do you see? You see horse? You look at that horse very seriously. You are looking at that horse very seriously. And that seriousness brings all kinds of emotions. What do you see? Horse. What the magician see? Horse. What's the difference? Magician don't believe what he see or she sees. You believe what you see or she sees. Make sense? There's a difference. People who see emptiness, they see very well. You see very well. What's the difference? They don't believe what they see. But we see things with belief. So that leads to the problems. So believe it or not, then same here. Ah, I'm so angry. I'm so unhappy. I? What do you mean I? I'm so happy. Do you have any clue when you say I'm not happy? Can you pinpoint? We don't analyze like that. Okay? So that knowledge is very, very much needed. That knowledge will cut the root of all the problems. Okay. So that's what next part is. Okay. So we all say word together. We all say the, if you have a piece of paper, so this is all the day of the prayer. So, Om. So I'm going to explain and we will say the word. Om means just three syllables together. A, U, Ma. A symbolizes body. U symbolizes speech. Ma symbolizes mind or heart. Or body, speech and mind. When you say Om, what you should think about? Body, speech and mind. Okay? Om. Sambhava. Sambhava. If somebody here who speaks Sanskrit, maybe my pronunciation is completely wrong. But hard to say. So it's kind of funny that I'm teaching you how to pronounce Sanskrit. No, that's not Tibetan language. That Sanskrit is like that holy language the Buddha taught, a lot of teachings in Sanskrit language, in Pali. anyway, Om. Sambhava. Meaning nature. Nature. Meaning nature. Shuddha. Pure. So now what you have? Pure nature of body, speech, mind. Understood? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it's pure. It's not like something that you know, like, I'm trying to try not to say too much word. Okay, so. Om Sambhava Shuddha. Pure nature of body, speech and mind. My body, speech and mind. Body, speech and mind of Mother Tara. Sarva. All. Everything. Sarva. All everything. Dharma. You know, it's not that Dharma does not refer to Buddha Dharma Sangha. Buddha Dharma Sangha, that Dharma's teachings. Here, Dharma simply means existing. Existing? Existing. Existing, the thing you see. Oh. Okay, same word, different meaning. Okay. Sarva Dharma. Sarva.
Sarva.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Every phenomena, everything. Nothing exclude everything. Sambhava.
Sambhava.
Nature. Same thing. Sambhava. Shuddha.
Shuddha.
Pure. Now what you have? Pure nature of body, speech, and mind. Me. Pure nature of everything. Everything. Hum. Then you said of divine pride. Chotamje, namatabe, najoge, banite naos. The essence of pure nature of body, speech, and mind, pure nature of everything. So you just say everything. Essence of everything, pure nature, everything, you are saying that's me. That's me. Hum, that's me. Okay? So then, Om, Sambhava Shuddha, Savadama, Sambhava Shuddha, Hum. That's what you think. Essence and the pure nature of everything, that's me. Divine pride. For the greater purpose, we need to do that. So need to bring up every knowledge that you have about true truth, ultimate truth, shunyata, emptiness. You need to bring them up. So you pause there, you say the word, contemplate, say the word, contemplate, and pause. Means meditate, means think. Simply means think. That's all the fancy word, meditate. Means think. The meaning of the word. So then after that you say, all become empty. Or you could say, all become pure. Not as I think. Oh, this is not good, that's not good, oh, doesn't look bad, I don't like the hair, that look the color, nothing. Just pure. Tabarangam. Just pure. Just pure. You could say, all become empty of my perception that I have, oh, something solid, not changing, it's there all the time. No, wrong. No, not right. You could say all become empty of seriousness that I see, feel, think, nothing serious. All become empty of that. Or all become pure, okay? So then from there, then you visualize. You think. Then you visualize. Then you think. Out of pureness, out of purity, you visualize something before you, something here, you visualize. Okay? Make sense? Oh yeah, good.
Yeah, so would you say the whole thing again slowly?
What do you think?
Om Sambhava Shuddha Sambhava.
Om Sambhava.
Sambhava.
Shuddha.
Sarva.
Dharma, Sambhava, Shuddha, Hum. 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 Then enjoy the pizza. Then enjoy the conversation. That's not different.
Certain things, you know, it's not. It's material for you.
Yeah, it's easy to find, not to worry, just living in the and that's good, you know, somebody is the sadhana, somebody is the hum. Don't become serious. Enjoy the conversation, enjoy walking, enjoy eating, enjoy, you know, that's probably good also. You could say that, I think. Yeah, you can say here, why don't you can say, somebody is the sadhana, somebody is the hum. Enjoy the pizza. you need me to say one more time, or you got it? Good.
Enjoy the pizza.
Yeah, so that is crystal clear. So then from there, then you visualize, okay? From you visualize. Here, space before you, probably distance 5 to 6 feet, distance, not too low, not up, but you know, just visualize, but there are some things we said, just visualize, you know. Now, please visualize, you visualize, I'll guide you, okay, you visualize. So now, we say, somebody saw, somebody the hum. Pure nature of everything. There's a me, then all become pure. From that knowledge, with that profound knowledge about Shunyata, so then you visualize. Center of your heart, visualize lotus. Good looking, fresh lotus, visualize. Form of light. Which symbolize pure thought, also symbolize renunciations. On the top of lotus, then you visualize mundis, which symbolize bodhicitta. Top on the moon disk, then you visualize letter thumb, green, bright, which is the seed syllables of Mother Tara. Green, thumb, bright. If you have highest yoga tantra initiations, then you can think that bright green thumb is your mind. If you don't have initiation, then don't think it's your mind, okay? That bright green thumb become your mind or transform into Tara, green Tara. That's what it's called. Seed syllables, meaning will come, become something. So that's why it's called green thumb. It's the seed syllable of Mother Tara. That means that very syllables become Tara. It's not just symbol, it's called seed syllables, okay, for the sake of knowledge. Oh. on the moon, this bright green thumb, think that's your mind, or it becomes, green Tara. If you think it's your mind, then you become green Tara, if you have initiation. One face, two arm, green Tara. One face, two arm. Green in color. Right hand extended. Then it's called super giving hand gestures, right hand. Left hand showing the mudra that symbolizes three jewel Buddha Dharma Sangha and holding the flower right next to the ears. Upala flower, Utpala flowers. Adorned with all the jewels and wearing one of the best clothes, silk, adorned with the silk and ornaments. Then half Vajra cross, right leg bended, left leg extend out a little bit. That's called half Vajra cross. So then light radiates from the crown, from throat, from heart, light radiates. Purify sicknesses, mental problems, all the negative karmas. Anybody that's touched by light, they radiate from body, speech and mind, okay? Tara. Buddhist Vimam Tara. Light radiates. That light, which is radiated from body, spirit, mind of Mother Tara, attracts all the divine beings into this environment. Bless every one of us who is doing the Tara practice. So now the next is offerings, making offerings, okay? Making offerings. Any head is falling down? Miss? Anybody's doing this now? Okay. So now next is offering, okay? Offering. So you see here, all the offerings will be set. Oh, this is the seventh set of offerings. If you are maybe in order to save time, So if you are interested, what is how you say in America, what's going on the altar. What's going on the altar, so if you are interested, so you can talk. There's some people here, they can explain. To save time, that's not my time, save time. No. So this seven set of offerings, so that's what I'm going to offer. Physically, maybe there's few set, few incense, few light, few fruit, few flowers. Mentally, not just one. It's millions, billions, zillions of lights, flower, incense, water, fruit, millions, zillions. In front of Tara, not just today, all the time, till you are completely liberated from all the problems, okay? With that kind of visualization, you create the merit offering. There's not just one light and millions of light, not just today, all the time. You create so much merit. That will turn things around. That will create happiness. Merit is the cause for happiness. You see? Oh. So, then first, so that I probably explained to you what, you know, the short mantra, not a long one, not much time here, short one. We all say Om. The word, the meaning here is not body, switch, mind. Here, Om means multiply. Not just one, many. Physically one, but mentally, like Texas, thinking big. Not just one, no. Big. Lots. More. Huge. Big, okay. Om, meaning, whenever you say, you could say this word before you eat, no, short word, Om multiplies. Om, ah. Transform into nectar, or amrita, or something pure. Okay, ah. Whom. Purify all the defect of color, smell, shape, taste. In the end, perfect offerings, okay? Make sense? When you say, Om multiplies, Ah transforms into nectar, Hu purifies. So that mantra serves as a blessing, offerings, or serve also as a offering, okay? Both. You could say that if you want before you eat, you could say Oma Oma, short way to say, okay? Now, we'll say three times. Oma Ah, Om Ah, Hum, Om Ah, Hum, Om Ah, Hum. So now you can just visualize, okay? Namo Rattnataya Yam Namo Bhagavate Mephasavata 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 Mephasavata. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Namo Bhagavate Arahato Bhagavate So this is a longer version of the mantras, you know, same like Oma, same but longer version. So now, going to make actual offerings, and you can just visualize. First, I'll do this with the hand mudra, then first you think about the water, then there's no, you look at the seven sets of offerings, then just go, this one by one, go like this, okay. So there's like, when, probably right hand in, left hand out, when you snap your fingers, you have to think that you manifest the meanings of goddess, offering of goddess, then make the first offerings. Then the left hand in, right hand out, then you dissolve back to your heart. So each time you manifest, you create meanings of goddess from your heart, make offerings, then you, that's like you dissolve. Okay, that's what it means. Okay. So just visualize, just think, as I say, like people from Texas, just think big, big and more, all the offerings, so, in order to create more measure, okay. Om aya nare samare vare agamande nare so om aya da samare vare agamande nare so om aya da Sabare ware bime mande zare so ma ayana Sabare ware bime mande zare so ma ayana Sabare ware the offering part. So this is all written like that hundreds of years ago, okay? Just simply introducing to you. So now see, there's, you know, one, two, first you see water, but you know, because this altar is kind of like, there's not much room there, so supposed to be water. Water, there's two water. That is very much based on in Indian traditions long time ago, when you host guests, when you host guests to your house, what do? You don't just say, oh, you are on your own. So, like, you don't say that, you greet them, you know, you offer them water. The first water is for drinking. That's first, for the sake of knowledge, first water, you offer some water, then drink, because for India, I guess India, the weather is kind of hot. People are thirsty to come in, but there are no, that time there's no car, no train, no airplane. People basically walk or ride a horse, offer water. Second, probably water to clean the feet. Clean the feet? Feet. So, it's very understandable, you know, like, either you ride horse or you walk. So they can imagine, offerings, second ones, for the sake of knowledge. So then what they do, they bring some incense to refresh you, refresh, kind of like lift up your spirit, a little bit up. So then there's like lights, candle or maybe this, like some kind of lights. They does that in India, but not one by one. You can still see they bring big piece of yellow plate. It has all kind of things that they throw something. Pretty much set up there. Oh. So then light, so then there's a water, then another water, there's like perfume, they sprinkle on your body, make sure that you don't smell that. Yeah, so sprinkle something, some kind of perfume. No, so, Argampadi, Pibi, Dibi, Alongi, Gindi. Then after that, they offer food. So then after that, music. Entertain you, music. So that exact has been set up. A seven set of offerings. The music, you could put the music there, that become eight, but typically you don't put music there because you use instrument, that's why music is used. Now you can put it there, no, nothing wrong. Could become eight, okay, for the sake of knowledge. So now, next, praise. Praise. So that's very typical, offering them praise, okay, to the Tara.
Jesus and Titans bow down with their crowns and their lotus feet. The liberating mother who liberates from all misfortunes.
That's how you do Tara retreat. That's how you know how you do Tara, how Tara has been done easy way. So now, offering is complete. Prayer is complete. Now next. Go back to your visualizations. In the very beginning, then you visualize lotus, center of your heart. You visualize top of that. You visualize mundis, top of that. You visualize green thumb, which is the seed syllable of Mother Tara. You go back to that, okay? So now that green thumb is surrounded by Tara mantra, Om Tari, Tutari, Turi Sova, which is called 10-syllable mantra, Tara mantra, surrounded by clockwise, the letter thumb, green thumb, is surrounded by this 10-syllable mantra, center of your heart, top of the mundis. Light radiates from there, touch. Whomever their light has been touched, is instantaneously liberated from problems. Purify physical sicknesses, mental problems. Purifies all the negative karmas. Increase lifespan, luck, knowledge, experience, realization, like waxing moon. With that in mind, then recite mantra. We recite mantra, Om Tari Tara mantra. Okay. So now, because some of them, in the very beginning of the class, a lot of hand raised, so I'm going to explain the meaning of mantra. Okay, meaning of mantra. So, this is called 10-syllable mantra. So with that, visualization in mind, purify physical sicknesses, mental problems, all the negative karmas, increase lifespan, luck, knowledge, realization, experience, like waxing moon. It's not just your, everybody else. With that, keep that in mind, then recite mantra. Light, imitate or radiate. Which is a better word? Radiate. Light radiates. From constantly radiates from light. So now the meaning of the mantra. Om, you already know, as I mentioned before, A, O, Ma, three syllables become one letter, Om. A symbolizes body, U symbolizes speech, Ma symbolizes heart or mind. Om, body, speech, and mind. Tare, so now that there's a mantra, the meaning of the mantra, okay, Om, Tare, oh, this door, liberations, or help for liberations, okay, the meaning of Tare. Tutare, liberated from the protection from all fear. Prevention, protections from all fear, not just one, all fear. Omtare, tutare. Ture, fulfill all the wishes, all the wishes become fruitful. Is it clear? Oh yeah, there's the meaning of mana. Soa, soha, likewise. Likewise? Like that. Now please repeat after me mantra three times because I do have oral I receive oral transmissions. Okay, so then you will receive the oral transmission too. Om. Tare. Tutare. Ture. Soha. Om. Tare. Tutare. Ture. Soha. Om. Tare. Tutare. Ture. Soha. Today how many sessions we have? Three? What is when is lunch break?
12.
Oh yeah. Okay, so now next is like reciting mantra. You know, that's typically what you do when you do retreat, you recite mantra. So then, you know, during the sessions, okay? So when you finish reciting mantra, so then you go into pause meditation sessions. So then you eat or whatever you do. We are going to recite mantra. So then, you know, if you are very new to the Tara practice, you can, don't worry about, how many I'm going to recite. Don't worry about number. Just meditate. My body is in your mind. You can just meditate, not to worry about, other people are saying so much, I'm not going to say, there's no competition. Here, it's not a mantra competition. This is not a mantra marathon. No need to worry. You can just say, take your time, you can asking you what you can do. You can just say, you think about body is in your mind. Tare, you can think, liberator, best of liberations. Tutare, protect from all the fears. Ture, make all the wishes fruitful. Positive wishes, not all the wishes, all the positive wishes that benefit you down the road, now, that benefit other people, all the positive wishes. Become fruitful. Tare. Liberator, best of liberations, helps you to liberate yourself. Tutare, protection from all the fear. Ture, all the positive wishes become fruitful. Soha, like that. You can just meditate, or maybe this is a good opportunity you to learn the Tara mantra. Okay? You can just practice Om Tare Tutare, you can just learn the mantra. So then you remember my heart, then you can say it whenever you go, when you drive, when you're cooking, when you're cleaning, you can say it. It brings a lot of benefit, okay? So then I introduce some practice, then you get benefit. I'm happy, I get benefit, then everybody get benefit. So then you know, because you are doing the practice, okay? Yeah, so that may then recite, how many mala?
Three
mala, yeah. Om Tare Tutare.
Should we do seven together?
Yeah.
Okay. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Soha. Oh, we all say together this Vajrasada mantra, maybe three times, so the short one. Om.
Om.
Benza.
Benza.
Sattva.
Sattva.
Hum.
Hum.
Om.
Om.
Benza.
Benza.
Sattva.
Sattva.
Hum.
Hum.
Om.
Om.
Benza.
Benza.
Sattva.
Sattva.
Hum.
Hum.
Oh yeah, so now you just relax a little bit, okay? Just. Om Benza Sama Sama Yama Sama Lama Sama 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 So now that completed the meditation sessions, now it's done. So now post meditation session, okay, so post meditation session. So now we'll do Taras Sivalim prayers. Even just hearing the prayer will benefit. If you don't, if you're not able to follow, don't worry. Just relax. You know, rejoice. Just relax, rejoice, you know.
Reverently I prostrate the venerable Aryatara and all the conquering Buddhas and their sons reside in the 10 directions throughout the past, present, and future. I offer flowers, incense, and butterflies, perfume, food, music, and the like, both actually arranged here and those mentally transformed. Please accept them, assembly of Aryatara. I declare all that I have done from beginning this time until now, with my mind being under the sway of delusion, the 10 non-virtues, and the 5 heinous crimes. I rejoice in whatever virtuous merit has been accumulated throughout the 3 times by hearers, solitary realizers, bodhisattvas, and ordinary beings. I request you to turn the wheel of karma, the great, small, and common vehicles, in accordance with the intentions of all sentient beings and suited to their individual minds. I beseech you to remain until samsara ends and not pass away to the state beyond sorrow. Please, with your boundless compassion, look upon all beings drowning in the ocean of suffering. May whatever merit I have accumulated be totally transformed into the cause of enlightenment, and may I become, without a long passage of time, the glorious deliverer benefiting all migrating beings.
So now, before we do the short one, short mandala, so maybe after lunch we'll do the long one, huh? Maybe. Okay, maybe. Huh? So here, now mandala offerings, you know, you can, even though you have no, you don't know how to say the word, but you know, mentally, you can mentally participate it, okay, mentally participate. All, you offer, you make offerings to the whole universe. You know, when you think about all the things in Costco, wow. All the things, in, not just Costco, BJ, Sam's Club, Walmart, Kmart, Harris Theater, I'm not there, many. So much offering, you can just think about those gardens. Which has many flowers. Now you can, I think. When you go to the garden station, there's so many flowers, you can make offerings. Okay. So this mandala is, mandala offerings all about that. You know, you offer whole universe. Okay. Just So then this hand mudra symbolizes, you know, center of the whole 4 continents. That's what it symbolizes. You know, you do that, you know, when you do mandala offerings. If you are interested to learn, but you can also do that at the same time your mind is in the free market, so that doesn't help. No, so you have to be there. So, so. So now we are in the post meditation sessions. So now, with the devotion, with devotions, it's much deeper than faith. It's much more different than blind faith. Devotions. Devotions? Devotion? Devotions. There's something that each one of us responsible to build. God can give it to us based on experience of doing Tara practice. So then strength driven the devotions. Otherwise, our heart become like hot desert, nothing but desert. The brain is so much soaked in the knowledge, nothing here. There's no USB port to run data from here to there. Devotion is not here, it's here. It has to come to the heart. This issue is each one of us responsible for to develop devotion towards Mother Tara. So as I mentioned before, there are three ways of seeing Mother Tara. So you can see in dream. You can still see I saw, you can say. Second level, there you have vision. You have vision of Tara. You can say, I saw Tara. So the last, the best one is like person. Like Lama Atisha. You see Lama Atisha here? Precisely guided by Mother Tara. See, everything Lama Adija does, advised by Tara. So, Tara is personal deity or personal protection for Lama Adija. Lama Adija devotes himself to Mother Tara. Even from going from Tibet, from India to Tibet, is advised by Tara. when Lama Adisha is not physically doing some of the, having some physical problems, Tara is the one help, advice. So there's a relationship between Tara and Lama Adisha. There's the source of my, the Lama Adisha's devotion to Tara is the source of my inspirations. Why I do Tara practice every day? It's my source of my inspirations. The way the Lama Adisha devote to Tara, there's a source of inspiration that inspired me to do Tara practice every day. So if there's more times, so then I do more. If there's less times, so at this time I do some. So with devotions, so then you recite 21 Tara phrases, okay? You get immense benefit. You get immense benefit. Things will turn around. So many positive things will happen. Today I'll be happy if you do the practice. So I introduce to you. So you take that seriously. So then you put into practice. So then you get benefit. Every person who walks through the center will benefit. This center, this place become holy because we do retreat here, Tara retreat. they bless the whole environment. Oh, there's multiple benefits, okay. Oh, yeah. So with that, you know, keep in your mind, then we'll recite 21 thought praises before we eat lunch. So how many? We'll probably say just 11:53. Should we say 1, 2, 3? 1, 2, 3? 3? 3? Yeah. Yeah, we'll say 3 for a minute. So you are welcome. And so we'll say 3.
From your sublime abode as a Patala, Kotala or Tara, born from the green
lotus,
Action Mother, three times, Tara, please come with your attendants, the gods and many gods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you rescue all our destitute, to your mother, it's in the Gold Prayer Book, if you don't have it, I think it's 191, okay. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Taurus, 50 row, it guides like lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Heroes, driven lotus. Homage, his face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with five places splendent as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden blue and lotus. Waterborne and hand adorned. Giving effort, commodity, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limb. Relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tathate, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with your feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the all, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses with Gandavas Yakshas, homage with her tret and pay sound, disjoying post-magic diagram, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with founding lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her kings, so join her with three Jomuja. Like a masses all excited. All directions fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant. Crown emitting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with Tutad. Subjugating Mara's deities. Homage, she able to summon. All her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her homes on, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon on owner most must shine. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like, eon denning fire abiding. Rush that flippant joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her feet, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. This is human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage today with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom five foot something shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand the hair-like moon of Devalek form, with five spoken Tara and Pit, totally dispelling poison, homage you whom gods and their king, send the king arise to honor, armored in our joyful splendor. She dispels transcends and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare. She dispels the fear contagion. Homage, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, joyous host of spirit, Jakshas, and race corporate supreme today. These phases with the root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Om I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our swift to heroic. Eyes like lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of the Earth's true bone lotus. Homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with thy race resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus. Water born in hand adorned. Giving effort, austerity. Patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas. Action, triumph without limit. Relied on by conqueror's children. Having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare. Whom desire direction and space. Trampling with their feet the seven worlds. Able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord. Shaka Anibamama. Honored by the host of spirit, Scorpius, Gandavas, Yakshas, homage with her tret and pace sounds, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jo mood, light ray masses all excited, all direct fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's day. Homage, she able to summon all Earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her homes on. Save me from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned as crescent. Moon on ornaments most shining. Amitabha in her hair knot. Sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like. Beyond ending fire abiding. Christ that left that joy surrounds you. Troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with. Her palm and with her foot beats it. Scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with Om and Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mother's letters. Homage to the received letter, of the shape of syllable, whom breakfast stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair my moon of Deva Lake form, with by spoken Tara Mpe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings, and the king arise to honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she who's two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with spice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, barred by the set of three natures, Trisosos of spirits, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Om I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara swift heroic. Eyes like lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zero's true bone lotus. Homage she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with white race resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus. Water born in hand adorned. Giving effort, austerities. Patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas. Action, triumph without limit. Relied on by conqueror's children. Having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare. Whom desire direction and space. Trampling with their feet the seven worlds. Able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All-Lord. Shaka Anibamamaru. Honored by the host of spirits. Corpses, earth, Gandavas, Yakshas. Homage, with her tray and pay sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raising fireplace, homage to the very dreadful. Destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is fair of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with regal mudra. Live a mass is all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with two tides, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her humsa, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned crescent, moon on ornaments for shining. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze by beyond ending fire abiding. Rise that let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage today with seed letter of the shape of syllable whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the Hemai moon of Deva-like form, with spice of Kantara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their king send the Kinaras to honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, destroys hosts of spirits, yakshas, and raised corpus supreme today. These praises with your own mantras and prostrations, thus are 21.
Okay, now please have a seat and we'll read the let's see, prayer of the benefits. It's on page 190 in the gold prayer book. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all goodness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of truth. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested drunk or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And the dedication?
Gold book?
Page 246 and 247. May all beings everywhere plagued by suffering of body and mind obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain,
Thank you very much. Oh, sitting very well. Also meditating too. Oh. Good. Sorry. Oh yeah, thank you very much. So we do have lunch here, right? Next time when we do Tara retreat, either center can sponsor the lunch or maybe someone can sponsor the lunch. So then, you know, that gives more opportunity people to sit and thank you.
I have a question about visualization during the chanting of the 21 Taras. Do we hold the image of the one green Tara during that, or should we begin to develop some view of all 21 Taras?
I think the main Tara, green Tara. Main Tara. So then, I didn't mean green Tara. No, so then, if you are doing 21 Tara practice individually, you know, so then you can visualize individual Tara. So here, you can just visualize the main green Tara. Because at the end of the retreat, so then you dissolve all the 21 Tara into the main Tara. Green Tara, then green Tara dissolve into your body, then bless, you know. So you can visualize many green Tara. Oh. Very good question. Oh.
But should we have some sense of the 21?
Yeah, it would be wonderful if you have, you know, like, if you can keep whole image, you know, whole 21 Taras.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, very good.
Mm-hmm. I can't, but maybe just something to think about some time in the future.
Yeah. You can or you cannot.
I cannot, but we're recalling them and thinking about them. So I wondered if we should also try to visualize them. That's all.
So maybe, you know, like, eventually I will teach the meaning of the 21 Tara phrases, associate each stanza with one particular Tara, so we study that together, so then you have more clear pictures. So then when you say there's like 21 stanzas, each stanza refers to each Tara, So then you know, like first stanza refers to this particular paras, second stanza refers to this particular paras. Then you have some knowledge, then you can, you know, be mindful when you say the first stanza, then you can bring up that image, then the second stanza, then you bring that image. So then when you finish reciting 21 tara praises, then you have all the image. Okay, slow, slow. So most important, according to the instructions, while we're reciting 21 tara praises, is the devotions. The devotions towards tara, mata tara, devotions. So that's the key factor here. So, your heart, refers to your heart. Chue means, chue refers to tara. Chi means, you know the best, you know the best, you know the best, you know what is best. What is best for now, many more in the future, you know the best. So therefore, as I'm placing my wholeheartedly, I'm placing my trust on you, then reciting 21 tara praises. So that's the way to receive blessing, okay? So that's very important. Yi Chue Qin, heart, that trust that you know what is best. So with that kind of devotion, then you recite according to instructions, that kind of devotion, then you recite 21 tara praises. Okay, so in here is not very much about remembering or having clear image of Ishtara in your mind in that case. So then when you visualize, in the beginning, when you visualize, then you try to get the clear image, you know, rise from green thumb, transform into green tara. That's why text describes one head, two arm, one arm. That's to help you to get the best image in your mind. In that case, then the visualization becomes very important. So, visitation of 21 tara praises, the devotion, that's the main factor. Okay, devotional. Very good. Isn't it? What else?
I have a question about the altar. It only just occurred to me that there may be 21 taras up there. One to me seems very different than the others. They all, I've noticed, are different in one way or another. But one has a different face. There's more red. And could you tell me why? Or
That's because of the different lineage, different traditions, different lineage. So according to Lama Atisha systems, so every tara holds the vase. Each tara, every one of them hold a vase. So that was somehow does not become very renowned in Nepal, where all the stars have been made generation by generations. So when I was there, so you know, that one is not available, so you have to order. So that takes a long time. So one of the Vietnamese family, so they also want 21 taras. So then I made order for them, so then I ordered based on the Lama Atisha systems. Every tara looks same thing. And holding the vase, same thing. So there's a couple of different traditions, you know, there's some traditions, each one of them look different, different hand mudra, different looks, you know. That's why, you know, this one looks a little different, based on different tradition. Doesn't mean one tradition is right or one tradition is incorrect, is correct. It's like the visions the practitioner has when they do tara practice, tara appear to them. Maybe some system in different form. For example, like 35 Buddha. Here you see the Tanka, the large one, right there. Because the due to the kindness of Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Tsongkhapa is the one who sent, sitting in front of the Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, same birth place of His Holiness Dalai Lama was born the same place in Amdo. Due to the kindness of Lama Tsongkhapa, due to his devotions towards during the purification practice, then 35 Buddha appeared to Lama Tsongkhapa. So because of that, now we know what color, what kind of color, what kind of head gestures. That Tanka is made based on Lama Tsongkhapa visions. No, the, not the vision, that's the second level, but yeah, very vivid visions of 35 Buddha appears one by one to Lama Tsongkhapa. So because due to the kindness of Lama Tsongkhapa, so now people know what color, what head gestures. Before that, nobody knows. Nobody knows. Even though 35 Buddha practice exists, nobody knows due to the kind of Lama Tsongkhapa. So that's why now, you know, the color of the hand gesture you can learn because of the kindness of Lama Tsongkhapa and his devotions. Similarly, like practitioners, you know, they devote, they practice, they devote and appear such a form, okay? Mm? And that's why it looks different, you know?
Less distinct difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one was very unique. Yeah. So.
Aggressive Tara.
I don't think that's aggressive Tara. Tara is all compassionate. No, but no. But appear in like how is the normal people wrathful appearance is pretty much based on anger. So this divine being wrathful appearance is whether that's like Tara or some like protectors. Their wrathful appearances is solely based on compassion. The core motivation is compassion. There's no anger. There's zero anger. So, that kind of shows the, how to utilize the energy, how to utilize energy of anger, because the anger does require so much energy. Right? Therefore, we can't get angry. If you ask someone, oh, be angry 1 hour, that's hard to do. That's very hard things to do. I don't think you can be very angry and only last few seconds can last. Otherwise, our energy will be exhausted. So, normal people, they just get angry a few seconds or like that. You can't be angry like, as a very angry, long period of time, that's impossible. Or you are enlightened. No, if you do that, probably you are enlightened. So then, on the other hand, that whenever you see the wrathful image of whether that's like Dharma protectors, deities, taras, that clearly shows how to utilize that energies to benefit others, to liberate others and not to harm. So therefore, there's no such a thing called aggressive Tara. So that term doesn't refer to Tara. So there's no aggressive. No, it's just all compassionate. Okay. Good questions. Yeah, very good question. Yeah. So, yeah. So now, if there's no more questions, so we'll continue the practice and retreat. No, each session, there's nothing new. You repeat. That's how you get experience. That's how you become good at. You know, you just repeat. So that's what retreat, you know, then do 1 month, 15 days, 3 years, 3 months. So that's, you know, there's different types of retreat. many different levels of retreat one can do. Yeah, so looks like no need much explanations. So going to chant and set up motivations, okay. So
until I am enlightened, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings.
Next, please think about the importance of love, compassion, joy, equanimity.
Oh. have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
So this is the success of Kadamba centers. You know, more people participate into practice, and doing the practice, the group at the center, and there's a ripple of benefit for yourself and for everybody who's related to you, karmically related to you, such as including your pet, someone who's already passed away. You can dedicate merit that for their, you know, better rebirth. Met the Dharma at a very young age, and met perfectly qualified Dharma teachers, and all the, or whatever they learn, put into practice and liberate themselves from all the sufferings for good. You can do this practice dedicated for your family member, your close one, loved one, and the community and the country, then the universe, the whole universe. Oh. So you can think about that in your mind when you practice. Oh. So this is the success of the Kadamba Center. Kadamba Center success is based on how much practice people do. So that's our success. Our success is not how much money we bring in. So that's, you know, then we are not different than any other business. So our success is defined based on how many people learn and with the purpose of learning and putting into practice. So there's, you know, so I'm very, very happy. So then, existence of Kadamba Center has some meaning. So, you know, that's, I appreciate each and every one of you who participated in this wonderful Tara retreat since from yesterday. So, then you are doing something very, very important, for this life, many more in the future. Okay. Maya. So now please meditate, you know, so I will say the word and we'll pause after that, okay? Om Sambhava Shuddha Sarva Dharma Sambhava Shuddha Hum. All become pure in natures. With the knowledge of ultimate truth or shunyata or emptiness, then you visualize center of your heart, a beautiful lotus, on the top of the lotus, visualize mundis. Even if you give a glimpse of image, that's very good. On top of the mundis, then you visualize green thumb, very bright one. Slowly, the green thumb transforms into green Tara. One head, two arms, green in color, bright green. Right hand, supreme giving hand gestures extend out left hand. Hand gesture symbolizes three jewels, holding the Upala flower right next to the ear. Wearing beautiful silk cloth, adorned with all the jewelries, right leg bent, left leg extend, half vajra cross. Light radiates from crown, throat, heart. Purify physical sicknesses, mental problems, all the obstacles, all the negative karma. Attract all the divine being into this environment, bless our mind. Bless each and every breathing living being that touched by light. Immediately purify physical problems, mental problems, all the obstacles, purify all the negative karmas. Bless. So now make offerings. We all say what? Om. Ah. Hum. Om. Ah. Hum. Om. Ah. Hum. Om namo namo ratnatayam namo bhagavate Om namo bhagavate vyasasara namo dhamme tata kataya arahate sanyasa buddhaya kaya mahabhiyataka mahabhadyataka 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 mahabhadyataka. So now we make offerings, okay, just visualize that you are making offerings to all the 21 Taras. And the offerings filled in the Taras, pure and potala, filled with millions of candles, millions of incense, millions of fruit, millions of flowers. Not just today, all the time till you reach fully enlightenment, okay. Om ayana re lama re lama arga bande re Om ayana sama re lama re bande re Om ayata sama re Sa
Devas and Titans lie down with their crowns at their lotus feet. I prostrate the liberating mother who liberates from all misfortune.
Now go back to the visualizations. Green palm, top of the mountains, bright green palm, surrounded by 10 silver mantra, Omtari, 2003, so in clockwise. Then light radiates from the mantras. Also, light radiates from the rosaries that you use, mala you use. Light also radiates from there. Purifies physical sicknesses, mental problems, such as depression, anxiety, fear, all of that, okay, purifies. Obstacles, all the negative karma purifies, increase lifespan, merit, knowledge, realization, experience, like waxing moon. Keep that in mind, then recite Parasa mantras. Constantly, light radiates from the green thumb, 10 silver mantra, from your mala. Touch each and every breathing living being on this planet. A being that, you know, karmically related to you, which are no longer here, also touched by that light, purifies, help them to get better rebirth. Met the Dharma in very young age, met perfectly qualified teacher. Complete the entire loving path, then achieve fully enlightenment. Okay. So then recite the mantra. So three malas. First chant 7 times.
Om tare tu dare tu re so ha. Om dare tu dare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare 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 tu re so ha.
Have you all said together? Om.
Om.
Benza.
Benza.
Sattva.
Sattva.
Hum.
Hum.
Om.
Om.
Benza.
Benza.
Sattva.
Sattva.
Hum.
Hum.
Om.
Om.
Benza.
Benza.
Sattva.
Sattva.
Hum. Okay. So now, relax, a little bit relax, okay? So I'm going to say the longer version of the mantra. Om dasa dasa maya mani balaya dasa dasa maya bati 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 dasa dasa maya bati
Reverently, I prostrate to the Venerable Arya and all the concrete Buddhas and their sons who reside in the ten directions throughout the past, present, and future. Offer flowers, incense, and lilacs, perfume, music, and the light. Those actually arranged here and those mentally transformed, please accept the Assembly of Arya. I declare all that I have done from beginning of time until now, with my mind being on the soil of delusion, the ten non-virtues and the five heinous crimes. I rejoice in whatever virtuous merit has been accumulated throughout the three times. By hearers, solitary, realized, bodhisattvas, and ordinary. I request you to turn the wheel of Dharma, the great, small, and common vehicles, in accordance with the intentions of all sentient beings and suited to their indivisible minds. I beseech you to remain until samsara ends and not pass away to the state beyond sorrow. Please, with your boundless compassion, look upon all beings drowning in the ocean of samsara. May whatever merit I have accumulated be totally transformed into the cause of enlightenment, and may I become without a long passage of time the glorious deliverer, benefiting all migrating beings.
Only one session. This is the last session. No more sessions. This will be the last. So long mandal offering. Long mandal offering. A beautiful weather. I want you to enjoy. So this last session, so no. Hello, mother.
Thank you.
just visualize all the goodness in our universe they offer. Okay, well, that's what mandala offer is here.
Oh, let's see. Shinkamuagi o om desa bhumiya om vanchan seki sashi om desa reke ahom shishashi koyuki korvayusu vidya horira sharupa polo zambune nubalancha chanjaminya
now recite the 21 Tara phrases with the devotions, Oh, so here, the key thing is to improve your devotions towards Tara.
How many Keshala?
How many? Say three. I said three. Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Three. Okay. So it's in the gold prayer book. It's right there. Okay. From your sublime abode at the Kotala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, as your mother's the gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all all my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Amitara, sister, rolling, dice like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of combined the 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with viracious splendor, precious thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving every comma scarcity, patience, meditation, her seer, homage crown of Tata Gatas, action charms without limits, relight on by conquered children, having reached every perfection, homage feeling with the goddess, whose desire, direction, and faith, traveling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the all of Shaka Aniba Mamar, honored by the host of spirits, processors, Gandhava's yaksha, homage with their chit and pace sound, destroying post-magic doctrine, a free pressing left out rising, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she was soaring lotus visage, she was fair of, she had the harder fingers, adorn her with sutra mudra, Mare masses all excited, all directions whose adorn her, homage she so joyous bringing, crowning, making God and sulfide, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's face, homage she able to summon, all her guardians assembled, taking crowning with her home, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair, sending out which light eternal, Tamashi with wreath ablaze, beyond ending fire abiding, hearts that flip and joy surround you, chiefs of enemies destroying, Hamashi with the crown with, her common with her foot beaten, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered, Hamashi happy versus peaceful, she who sealed his feast nirvana, she endowed with only soha, destroyer of the great evil, Hamashi with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, preaches human knowledge mantra, arranged one of the ten letters, homage to the sweet letter, of the shape of syllable room, hypostatic takes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, hear my boon of Deva-like form, with spiteful Kuntara and Hilly dispelling poison, homage to whom God's embarrassing, send the Kinaras to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams in conflict, homage to eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaitara and Tutare, she dispels the dreams in conflict, homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, the source of the spirit, and race for the supreme tutor,
these phrases with the Guru mantras and prostrations of Saraswati. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Amish Dara Sutarovic. I saw you in instantaneous. Lord of the Ruturban Lotus. Amish space combined. Blazing with vibrates resplendent as a thousand star collection. Amish golden blue and lotus, waterborne in and adorning, giving effort, calm austerity, patience, meditation, hurt. Amish crown of tatagata, faction triumph without limit. Delight on my conquered children, having reached every perfection. Amish feeling with dutati, no desire, direction, and space. Tramping with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Amish worship by the all, Shaka Aniva Mamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpus of Gandhava Dasha. Amish with their Chaitan Pesa, destroying post-magic diagrams, her feet pressing the Vyatrajas, blazing in a raging fireplace. Amish to their very dreadful, destroyer of Mara champions, Amish at the heart her fingers, adorn her with regal moves. Life beam masses all excited, all directions fills adorn her. Amish she's so joyous radiant, crowning missing Vanasova, mirthful laughing with Tutati, subjugating Marasava. Amish she able to summon all her guardians assembly, taking crowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Amish crown adorned present, moon on ornaments must shine. Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Amish she must reach the blaze like eon-ending fire abiding. Watch this left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroyed. Amish she who strikes the ground with her palm and her pieces, scowling with the letter boom, the seven levels she does conquer. Amish happy virtuous feet, she endowed with Om and Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amish she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Amish Ture we see letter of the shape of syllable whom five foot something shapes the three worlds, Miru Mandara and Dindi. Amish holding in her hand the samite moon of Deva life form, with spiteful Kuntara and Amish she whom gods and their kings and the king are honored, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflict. Amish she whose joy bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with white Tara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Amish full of liberating power by the set of the nations, crystals of spirit yaksha, and rich corporate supreme today. These phrases with the mantras and prostrations of Saraswati. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to the Sutarovic. I find lightning instantaneous. From the mirthing famous of the Lord of Heroes, Trivon the Homage to the space combined the 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays of splendor, as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving if great calm austerity, patience, meditation, her spirit. Homage crown of Tathagata, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conquered children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and speed, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the all, Shaka Aniva Mamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpus of Gandhava Dasha. Homage with their chant and pesa, destroying false magic diamonds, blazing in a raging fireplace. Amish Ture, very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning glasses, with layer of all enemies. Amish at the heart her fingers, adorn her with regal moves. The wind masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Amish she so joyous radiant, crowning making garlands of mirthful laughing with Dutari, subjugating Marasi. Homage she able to summon all her sentient assembly, shaking, frowning with her humsai, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on her most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding. Rise steadfastness joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, shoes filled with peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder. Preaches human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the received letter of the shapeless syllable whom five foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hermit moon of devil-like form, with white spoken Tara Empe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in a joyful splendor, she dispels venturings and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, destroys those who spirit yakshas, and raise corporate supreme today. These praises with root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. So we'll read the prayer of the benefits first. As soon as you have a seat. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativity, and will eliminate all unfortunate migration. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, will pacify all the sufferings and torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Now the request. O compassionate venerable subduing goddess, may the infinite beings, including myself, soon purify the two obscurations and complete both collections so that we may attain full and perfect enlightenment for all my lifetimes until I reach this state. May I know the sublime happiness of humans and gods, and so may I become fully omniscient. Please pacify quickly all obstacles, spirits, obstructions, epidemics, diseases, and so forth, the various causes of untimely death, bad dreams and illness, the 8 fears and other afflictions, and make it so that they no longer exist. May the mundane and supramundane collections of all excellent auspicious qualities and happiness increase and develop, and may all wishes be fulfilled naturally and effortlessly without exception. May I strive to realize and increase the sacred karma, accomplishing your creation, beholding your sublime face. May my understanding of emptiness and the precious mind of enlightenment increase like the moon waxing full. May I be reborn from an extremely beautiful and holy lotus in the joyous and noble mandala of conflict. May I attain whatever prophecy I receive of the presence of Amitabha, Buddha of infinite light. O deity whom I have accomplished from previous lifetimes, the enlightened action of the three times Buddhas, blue green, one face and two arms, the swift pacifier. O mother holding an Utpala flower, may you be auspicious. Whatever your body, O mother of conquerors, whatever your retinue, your lifespan and pure land, whatever your name, most noble and holy, may I and all others attain only these. By the force of these praises and requests made to you, may all diseases, poverty, fighting, and quarrels be calm, and may the precious Dharma and everything auspicious increase throughout the worlds and directions where I and all others dwell. By dedication and auspicious verses.
Yes, go ahead. One second. So in the religion, you dissolve, okay? You dissolve, you have to dissolve. So now please visualize that nectar's flow from Tara, Mother Tara, nectar flow, fill up your entire body, purifies all the negative karma, means all the negative actions. Oh, purify. Then also purify physical sicknesses, mental problems, obstacles. Increase lifespan, merit, knowledge, experience, realizations, like waxing moon. Think like that, think. So now all the 21 taras dissolves into Mantara. Mantara dissolves into your heart. Bless your mind, body, spirit, mind, particularly for your mind or heart. Blessed, blessed. So now that's complete the retreat, okay, that's complete the retreat. Oh, so now auspicious verses, oh.
By whatever virtue I have
called. First we do the dedication, so now.
May all beings everywhere, play by suffering, by virtue of our merit. May no living creature suffer from the evil or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid of you, Lotus, with the mind laid down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the forlorn find constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments, whatever diseases in their arms, may the frightened cease to be afraid, those bound be free. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other.
Now auspicious horses from Guru Puja, okay?
By whatever virtue I have collected, may all sentient beings without exception be born into the bodies of joyful pure land. You have abandoned all bodily defects and possess the major and minor marks of the Buddha. You have abandoned all defects of speech and possess a beautiful, sterile voice. You have abandoned all defects of mind and seen all the infinite objects of knowledge. O brilliant mother of auspicious glory,
Thank you so very much. So wonderful. So this gives the opportunity for the small cat. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so very much. So so many days you created last 2 days will benefit you. Long time will benefit you. Long time. So thank you. Very much from my bottom of my heart, the sacrifice in your part of your weekend time to decide to come here to benefit Kadamba Center, remove the obstacles, whatever, like, as a positive project that Kadamba Center is about to take, so whatever obstacles, and also not just that, and also, doing this for the universal peace. And the betterment of every single breathing living being on this planet. So you did a wonderful job. Just want to say, behalf of my two cats, me, bottom of my heart, thank you so much. Thank you, have a good day.